We had Governor Rick Scott on with us late. Well, it wasn't late yesterday. It was a 7 o'clock hour, and he was appearing in Tampa, appearing in Brandon at Patrick's Uniforms on Adamo Drive to tout his Safe Florida initiative. And one of the things he was talking about was the 85% mandatory minimum sentence requirement. And Vikrant Reddy joins us right now, senior policy analyst for Right on Crime. And I guess this is something that you would certainly approve of, this 85% mandatory minimum sentence requirement, right? Explain it to us.
Well, no, we don't actually come out in favor of or against legislation. We're just trying to, you know, shine as much light on the policy ideas as we possibly can. My understanding of the idea is that it would require all offenders in Florida to serve at least 85% of their sentences before release.
Yeah. And a lot of people are opposed to that because they say there are a lot of nonviolent offenders who are rehabilitated from whatever they did pretty quickly and probably should be released. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, the complication with the idea is that it sounds like, you know, the impetus here is the idea that, well, the longer people serve time behind bars, the safer people in Florida are going to be. But it's not necessarily the case. There's a really instructive statistic from about 2000 to 2007. Florida had increased incarceration by 16%. New York decreased it by 16%. These two states went the exact opposite direction. And yet crime fell in both places. In fact, it fell by a larger amount in New York. In New York, it fell by 25%. In Florida, it fell by only 11%. So what that seems to say is that time behind bars may be part of what contributes to public safety, but it's not all of it. There are other factors involved. It's very complicated, and just saying serve as much time as possible behind bars isn't necessarily the way to go.
Well, so how much truth in sentencing is there? Say somebody is given 25 years, so they're serving 85% for sure.
Well, that's my understanding of the way the law would work in Florida. Of course, it differs from place to place. I think one thing that always gets lost when people start talking about truth in sentencing is the importance of making sure that people are supervised as they're transitioning out. And that's incredibly critical. So many people, it's just so difficult to adjust to life on the outside. If they don't have some kind of supervisory period where they're reentering and they're given all the right programs and supervision to help them get a job and get a driver's license, get into the right neighborhood, you know, put their lives back together, they're almost certainly going to reoffend and go right back into that revolving door of prison.
This 85% mandatory minimum, do you think that would cut down on the high rate of recidivism?
Well, it's hard to say whether or not that policy in particular would, but I think part of Governor Scott's proposal, if I read correctly, is doubling down on the kinds of programs that exist that are directed right at that high recidivism rate they have in Florida. I think it's 28%.
Yeah, and trying to help rehabilitate them when they come out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, if somebody is, for instance, a convicted drug felon, I mean, they may have been a drug addict and not necessarily dangerous to anybody but themselves, they would have a very difficult time getting a job because they are, in fact, a felon.
Absolutely. And while they were behind bars, you'll often find that they pick up the worst habits. You may have entered as a drug user, but you learn how to become a drug seller. Mm. You come out, you have very few options, but you know how to do that now.
Yeah, that's the problem. Where can I get a job? What do you have experience at? Oh, selling drugs? Oh, okay, I can fix you right up here. There are other issues associated with it, too, but recently there was a program, something, in where they were going to exclude felons from working somewhere. Where was that? We talked about it on the air, and I've forgotten what
it was. Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
But a lot of people objected to that because some felons are fully rehabilitated.
Yeah.
And then to say, well, you still can't get a job, that's not quite right because they've paid the price, they've done the time. But then those who promote that kind of thing would say, well, you should have thought of that before you did the crime in the first place. But again, it's tough for ex-cons coming out to try to get work, no doubt about that. When you got something on your record, it's bad news.
Yep.
Very difficult.
But Vikrant, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning.
Thanks, Vikrant.
Thank you.